Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X, fit for you just as you are.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Zone Media. Hi everyone, it's me, James, just introducing this podcast. I'm recording this the day after we recorded the episode, so today is Thursday the 21st of March. I wanted to just update a couple of things and correct a couple of things, so I've just listened through the episode, so I'm going to do that now. Firstly, I think I said Igla a couple of times when I meant Strela. It's a Strela portable surface-to-air missiles have been refitted with new batteries in the Syrian civil war specifically, and I've included a link to a document about that in the show notes, so apologies for getting those two things confused. They're both, I guess, former Soviet surface-to-air missile systems. The other things I wanted to mention are that throughout this episode, we've used manpads, right? That's kind of the colloquial term, or the official term, really. For person portable anti-aircraft systems, like, it obviously doesn't mean that you have to be a man to use one. Certainly, like, the fact that the HPG are using them and that the Kurdish Freedom Movement are using them, obviously women can use them, non-binary folks can use them too, everyone can use them. And finally, I just wanted to mention that there have been some suggestions that the thing that was used to shoot down the Bayraktars was like loitering munition, which is something that is often called a suicide drone. In this case, it's not a loitering munition that impacts something on the ground, but impacts something on the air. There's an Iranian system that does that, but apparently it's possible to replicate that with a large number of off-the-shelf or sort of commercially available pieces. So maybe that's what's going on. This episode was a little bit speculative, and we still don't have lots of hard answers, but we hope you'll enjoy it because it represents a change in the relationship between the state and people who are not the state, and that's why it's important. Okay, hope you enjoy. Hello, podcast fans. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm joined today by my friend Mia. Hi, Mia.
Hello.
And we are talking about, of course, surface-to-air missiles, a topic that I'm sure is at the top of mind for all of you as you drive to work this morning. Why are we talking about surface-to-air missiles today? Well, today is, it is Wednesday, the 20th of March, and today, I'm sure maybe some of you will have seen, some of you, most of you probably will not as you go about your daily lives, that the KCK is the group, the Kurdistan Communities Union, the joint group between the various groups in the different parts of Kurdistan, right? So you have the PKK, you have the YPG in Syria, PKK in Turkey, right? The PJAK in Iran, and the KCK, like, brings all these groups together.
Is there like an Iraqi branch? That's the one that I don't know.
You have the Yebeshe, the Yazidi group, right?
But is there like a fully Kurdish one?
I think everyone I will reconsider my statement. The people who I have become aware of, who are in Iraq, who I know about journalistically, are KCK people.
Okay.
Little bit of smoke and mirrors for you there. But yeah, the people who I know who are in the Kurdistan Autonomous Region are KCK. So I think most of the sort of people within the greater like Kurdish Freedom Movement, the Apache people, the KCK within Iraq. It is in the Kurdistan Autonomous Region, so like Iraq in a technical sense, but only really in a technical sense. Like when you go to the Kurdistan Autonomous Region, you don't even do Iraqi immigration. You do Kurdistan immigration, which is nice because it's a lot easier. I was there in October of 2023, and since February of 2023, the KCK have announced they have shot down 13 Turkish unmanned aerial vehicles, right, which are what you and I would call drones. And we're not talking about drones like your friend has a drone and they use it to film you at the beach drones. We're talking about like Bayraktar drones, which are, it's an aircraft, right? Like if you saw one, you would be like, oh, there goes a plane.
Yeah, it's like the Turkish version of the Predator drones that the US uses.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very similar thing. It's a very popular drone system, actually, right? They've sold Bayraktars to, I think, dozens of countries. Like there
yeah.
are, I mean,
see
most
them all over.
Yeah, 31 countries that they've exported the Bayraktar to. So they're very widely used. They're kind of the sort of drone of choice for people who are just like buying on the open market, right? Qatar uses them. Ukraine uses them a lot. But even countries like I'm looking here, Burkina Faso has Bayraktars. So what's notable about this is they've also shot down Akinchis. Akinchis are like the newer Bayraktar variant. They make a slightly different noise. I've spent some time in places that are being attacked by drones over the last year, and it's a highly unpleasant experience. But people who are used to this, which I am, I guess, thankfully not, will tell you that they can tell the difference by the noise that these drones make. But there was the Akinchi, for instance, I believe it was an Akinchi that did some of the attacks that I was unfortunate enough to be nearby when I was in Rojava in October. So what's notable about this is like, the KCK, obviously, like they're a non-state actor, right? Because there is not a Kurdish state. There is a Kurdish nation, one might argue, but it's split between four states, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. And so them being able to shoot down drones is quite remarkable.
Yeah, none of the non-state actors really in the last like 20 years have been able to do this. Like ISIS, everyone talks about how advanced like ISIS's capabilities were for a non-state actor, and they were, but they couldn't do it. Like it's wild.
No, like Houthis have shot down some Reaper drones.
Yeah, but they're a state. Like that's the thing. Like they have huge swaths of the regular Yemeni military are just like
yeah, and they're so supplied like, by other state actors, right? Like very yeah. clearly. So it's a little different. This is relatively remarkable, right? That they've been able to shoot down like and not just it's not just like oh we got lucky and dropped a single drone. ISIS had, if I remember correctly, ISIS had some Igla. Man pads, like the old Russian man pads. The thing with those, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, they have like a battery, and that battery will run out over a certain, or they're sold, some of them are just being sold on the black market without batteries, from what I've seen. Some folks that we've seen in the civil war in Syria have worked out how to somehow make that battery work or make another battery or make another electronic system for them. They don't have like a lockout, right? They don't have a like, we've detected, like your iPhone will sometimes get mad if you're using a third party charger.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. So Tim Apple was not involved in the design of the NK-38 Igla, most of pity. And so he wasn't able to engineer a third party lockout. But those have been repurposed. But yeah, we did not see the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham dropping US drones. In fact, the reason, like, the thing that allowed, there were two things that allowed the defeat of, like, the so-called Islamic State, right? One, the heroism of the people who fought against them, be they like Iraqi Kurdish. You know, a lot of people fought against them. 15,000 Kurds died fighting ISIS. But also the fact that the US had complete air dominance and could just fucking obliterate things from the sky whenever it wanted to. It did. It did a lot of obliterating things from the sky, right? And so the ability to shoot down drones is something that like has been very hard for non-state actors. And it's not like the KCK has a state sponsor, right?
Yeah, yeah. Also, so like for example, like Hezbollah has shot down two. Although these weren't actually, they shot down two Hermes, like Israeli Hermes drones. Although those are surveillance things. But the thing is, like, Hezbollah did this by getting surface to air missiles, like getting surface to air rockets from Iran.
Yeah, sure. Right? Yeah, that's like, the like, standard. That's,
like, you know, the way that you can do this is if either like Iran, the U.S., I guess technically China and or Russia like hand you them. But if none of those four countries are willing to play ball, or I mean, I guess technically the UK, guess, or like France could send you one. Yeah. But it's really, really like I don't think any non-state actor who wasn't being just directly armed by one of those states has pulled it off.
No. The other non-state actor who I've seen with manpads very recently are the Karen National Liberal, the KNLA. The KNLA have been putting out these pictures.
This is in Myanmar.
Yes, this is in Myanmar. So for folks who haven't listened to our previous Myanmar episodes, go and listen to them. But yeah, they're some of the work I'm proudest of. But these KNLA guys have, these photos have come out, they're not posed photos, right? It's very clearly they wanted these photos to come out, and it shows them with these manpad system. I'm actually not sure if it's a Strela or a Chinese. I think it's called the HN5. The Chinese. It's essentially the same thing, but they have the grip stock for them, but they don't have the coolant ball and the battery at the front. So like what they have is a fancy looking, doesn't appear to my eyes to be like fully functional, like in terms of tracking and shooting down an aeroplane. Although I have seen footage from friends of Junta aircraft deploying like flares over Karen State and then like turning around and leaving. Perhaps there's something I'm missing here. Like it's entirely possible that like when they decided for these photos to come out, they're in a certain fashion. And like those guys have engineered an entire arms industry of their own using Reddit and AliExpress. Like if anybody can make something work, they can make something work. I have great faith in their ingenuity. And as I said, like it's people in Syria have previously made systems like this work. They don't have that lockout. So it's quite possible that they did, but I've not seen a video of anyone in Myanmar shooting down any kind of aircraft yet, right? The Russian aircraft, they have shot down aircraft. Allegedly, someone shot one down with a grenade launcher, a single shot grenade launcher.
Yeah. I saw that video.
Yeah, it's one of the most Chadley things that anyone's ever done. It's some like modern warfare or whatever the computer game is called, Battlefield. That's what it's called. Talking of Chadley and exciting stuff. Then this might be an advert for like being a prison guard or something exciting that we have to introduce now. Okay, don't be a prison guard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you, just as you are.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
All right, and we're back. I hope you found gainful employment elsewhere outside of the carceral system. And we're talking about surface-to-air missiles, particularly these 13 surface-to-air missiles or 13 drones that the KCK have shot down, right? One thing I thought that was noticeable is that they did say missiles. Our people were able to provide the missile system necessary. there's a theory that I've seen that that they were able to crash a drone of their own into a Bayraktar, like a suicide. I don't like the word suicide drone because it's not the drone that's dying. Like normally when people talk about suicide drones, they're killing people.
Yeah.
But like a
ramming drone.
It's like Robot Wars. But they said missile in their press release. So, you know, if we take that on the face of it, that suggests that they shot them down. And certainly there is good video evidence of these. Mira and I just reviewed the video. Incredible soundtrack. We'll link to it in the we'll link to it in the show notes. In the videos, you very clearly see, oh, it's a drone. Oh, it's a huge explosion. That gravity is now having its effect on this drone. Like it is plummeting to Earth.
Yeah, like it's definitely not a like we fired a machine gun in the air and it hit it somehow or something. Like it's
right.
It got hit by an explosive.
that's
remarkable.
Yeah, one of the there was a shooting down of an aircraft in Myanmar. It wasn't one of their MiGs. I forget what it might have been. It was a two-seater training plane. I can't remember quite what it was, but that was shot down supposedly by small arms fire or maybe like a. Generally, the air defense of most non-state armed groups has been Dushkas, right? Like a it's a thing that you've seen in the back of a pickup truck, going like bang 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 with a big sort of spade grip. It's a classic, technical gun, but. This isn't that. Like, this is something very different. Something they're exploding. When these drones get hit, they're exploding. And they've all been in, I think, oh yeah, all of them are in areas of the, what we call the Kurdistan Autonomous Region of Iraq, right? So some of them are in Zap, which is near Duhok, but towards north of there. Some of them in the Kandil Mountains, which is part of the Zagros mountain range. Again, it's in the north of that Kurdistan autonomous region. And I think some of them are in it. I think it's Gareh, it's pronounced. But they're not in, like, I think obviously when a lot of people think about the Kurdistan Freedom Movement, they think about Rojava. This isn't there. The US did shoot down a Bayraktar or an Akinci over Rojava while I was there. But they only shot it down because it flew over their base. They continued to let the Bayraktars bomb civilian infrastructure all over the AANES. So these are not there. These are so perhaps whatever they're using. It's very interesting, right? Like it's maybe it's not something they can take there, or maybe it's not, you know, like it's not, they're not able to get it out of the mountains. It's too much of a risk.
No, it's interesting. I mean, for a number of reasons. Well, yeah, partially that they're not using it in Syria. Partially, they're also, they don't seem to be using them in Turkey either.
No. It's interesting. When they take off, it's not that like subtle, right? It's a big aircraft. So they'll get some warning when they take off, and that would allow them, I guess, to prepare their munitions. But yeah, they don't seem to be using it. They seem to be using it in like in this area where they're very strong, right? Where these mountains are extremely fortified. They've been fighting Turkey there a lot in recent days and weeks. You can always, obviously you're going to see some somewhat traumatic combat footage, but Guerrilla TV always has like updates on these things. So that's the sort of thing that you, like to keep up to date with. But yeah, they're not using them there. They're not using them. They're very close to Turkey, right? But
yeah,
not quite in. And Turkish soldiers do occupy some areas inside the Iraqi Kurdistan Autonomous Region. So like it's kind of all, and Turkey seems to be kind of trying to ramp up its operations against the Kurdistan Freedom Movement inside the Kurdistan Autonomous Region. But this is a significant impediment to that, right? It's also very interesting that like, we have not heard shit about this from Turkey.
No, yeah. Well, and I think part of this is, you know, like I think in some sense that's an indication of how serious this is, because I mean, this has been, you know, the law of the 21st century is that if you are a state actor, you have unlimited air superiority over any non-state group you're bombing, and you can, you know, especially if you're like the U.S., you can send bombers or drones into like any country you want, and you can bomb them.
Yeah,
and that has been true. That and this has been the basis of U.S. military power. It's also been the basis of a lot of like, you know, the Turkey obviously doesn't have the same air doctrine as the U.S. does, but like that's been the basis of a lot of Turkish operations, that they like they're the people who have air power, and because they have air power, because they have drones, and because you can't shoot back at them, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, like I've been in the situation where you are completely powerless and very afraid, because at some point something could fall out the night sky and kill you, and there's fuck all you can do about it. And
yeah,
that has been the way of the world. For, like you say, for this entire century, right? It's what we've seen. I mean, Myanmar, the pro-democracy forces are gaining ground every day. They're doing an incredible job. But like, I've also talked to people whose whole unit has been wiped out, and they've hidden under the dead bodies of their friends because there's a plane or a helicopter circling around. And it's the one area where they've really struggled to defend themselves, right? I'm writing a book about anarchists at war. Eventually, I will publish that book, but this is the thing that defines like the state. Even when the state like loses its monopoly on legitimate violence, it still has a monopoly on airborne violence. And questioning that monopoly like is incredibly dangerous for the state's ability to for the state, I guess, in general, like for its continued ability to crush movements, be they liberatory or be they otherwise, right?
And I mean, this is something I think is really interesting. Is this is something that's been a fear of, I mean, everyone from like Western intelligence people through like, I mean, you can see people in like Hollywood freaking out about this. Like rebel group gets access to a man pad is like one of the most common like spy show plots.
Yep.
And yeah, it's like, it's something that, you know, you can listen to like the US military talking about this. This is something that they're really concerned about.
Yeah, they won't it's their way. It's where they draw the line with the groups who are our quote unquote allies, right? Who we quote, like the US will tell you that the SDF are their allies in the fight against ISIS, but they're willing to let their allies die rather than give them man pads, right? Like I've seen this. I've seen the funerals, you know, because the US base, I've also driven right past a fucking US base, and I know that there are plenty of anti-aircraft systems there because they shot down a Turkish drone while I was there, but they're not willing to give them to even the people who they'll fight side by side with, because their fear of having man pads get into what they would maybe term the wrong hands it's like the one area where they have, I guess, complete domination, right? They've given them to Ukraine, of course, And but despite like repeated allegations, there is no evidence that Ukraine has sold surface-to-air systems anywhere. And they obviously won't give them to Myanmar, right? So if this is what it appears to be, then it's a really massive change. Talking of a massive change, you could you could make a massive change to your financial situation by purchasing gold.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X, fit for you just as you are.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
We're back.
Yeah, I think something that's really interesting about the way that the sort of manpad getting to non-state actors is talked about is that usually the way that it's like usually the U.S. line on it is like we can't let anyone get these because they're going to use it to shoot down civilian airliners.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, to be fair, people do accidentally shoot down, like militaries accidentally shoot down civilian airliners all the time.
Yep. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's a very common thing. But I think that's a smokescreen, right? Because like even like the actual thing that if you're a militant group, usually the thing that you want to be doing if you have one of these weapons is shooting down the people who are bombing you.
Yeah.
And I think there's a really interesting sort of like psychological thing going on here where this is the sort of propaganda thing that you know to get like you random person to be terrified of like you know the Kurds having surface to air missiles is they use people's like fear of getting blown up in an airplane. It's like no like look at like you know evidence suggests that what actually happens is that they shoot down drones.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. And not like the other thing, which is somewhat remarkable, it would be one thing to have got your hands on one or two, but to have shot down in a 1 year, well, just over 1 year, from February the 13th, 2023 until March the 1st, 2024, they have shot down 15 UAVs. Like that's a decent number of manpads, or maybe not manpads. That's the other thing we kind of didn't mention, right? Like, Bayraktars can fly very high. We were just sort of checking this out before the show, and I think they can fly around 7,000 meters, which would, in theory, put them outside
like 20,000, 25,000 feet.
25,000 feet, yeah, which is about twice the the height previous generation manpads, like things like Stingers and Igloos, can operate at. I'm not sure of the an Igloo reach targets a maximum altitude of 2,500 meters. So yeah, that's a little under as high as these like attack drones can fly. Maybe they have to come lower to like launch their munitions, or maybe they come lower to search for people. They're presumably looking for the Kurdistan Freedom Movement has guerrillas all over these mountains, right, who are extremely well camouflaged and extremely adept at avoiding drone attacks, because that is what they have been doing for a long time. So maybe that's how, but also maybe there's something that we're not aware of, or some kind of, maybe it's not a man portable system at all. Maybe it's something that is like fixed in place.
Well, and that comes to, I think, one of the really interesting questions here, which is how on earth did they get these?
Yeah.
Like whatever system they're using, you know, normally like the only way, like, you know, like Hezbollah or the Houthis get them from Iran, right? But the Iranians are absolutely like under no circumstances are they going to, I mean, maybe if Turkey declared war on Iran, there's like a 5% chance, maybe in like their darkest hour, they might try this. But like there's no way.
Yeah, like Iraq and Iran have repeatedly attempted to mobilize the Kurds against each other, right? But yeah, I think that they would draw the line at handing over man pads. And
yeah, and they're definitely not getting them from the U.S.
No, and they're not using them in areas where they're with the U.S. And the U.S. has been very clear.
Which on these, like you know, it's definitely not, I don't think it's any other Western country either. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I mean, maybe like based Sweden smuggling man pads in or something, but like, I really doubt it, which leaves it really like up in the air. I mean, like maybe Russia, maybe somehow, I don't know. It's all very weird.
Yeah. And I mean, like in recent months, the Assad regime, which is backed by Russia, has been in open conflict with the SDF. So I think it's very unlikely. The Assad regime has been fighting with and killing and dying with Yepyge and Yepyge in Syria. So it seems very unlikely. Yeah, that's what's very strange. Like there seem to be a couple of different groups of people, right? Like the Karen have popped up with these like previous generation, these Igla kind of man pads. The Kachin have shot down a lot of planes recently, and it's not entirely clear how. So the Kachin are another ethnic group in Myanmar, somewhat closer ties to the PRC. The United Wa State Army have man pads. They are the sort of closest tied to the PRC of the EROs in Myanmar. I'm using a lot of acronyms here, aren't I?
Yeah, this is the problem with talking about Kurdish groups and also talking about Myanmar. The two great acronym like wars.
Don't be overlooking the Spanish Civil War, the alphabet soup of conflicts. This is a life I've chosen for myself. So yeah, the ethnic revolutionary organizations in Myanmar, the closest to China is the United Wa State Army, who have been at the fringes of the conflict, but are certainly not fully committed to fighting against the junta in the same way that the Karen, the Kachin, the Arakan Army, the PDF, or the other groups that form up the resistance in Burma or Myanmar are. But there have definitely been more planes shot down in Myanmar this year than in the last few years. So there's some kind of source in the world for these surface-to-air missiles.
Yeah.
Like, there will come a point in the human future, right, when one of these is either reverse-engineered or someone just really... If someone had said to you 10 years ago that, like, several people online, some of whom I've spoken to, some of whom our friend Jake Cameron has spoken to, would be able to construct a gun that you could print from your computer, like, you'd have said you're barking, right? Like, and at some point in the human future, someone will work out how to use things they already have to make something that can shoot down aircraft. But it's baffling. Like there seems to be no obvious answer as to what the source of these. The last thing I would say is that there was a Yakuza boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy. Legend. He's just like, my man's done nothing wrong. He was convicted of trying to sell man pads to the Karen, and I think to the Kachin. I can't remember if it was definitely one of them with the Karen. He was trying to do so. Very funny. He was calling them cake and ice cream. Incredibly good cipher. It's a hell of a, it's a banger of an indictment. Everyone should read it. Takeshi, I forget what his last name was, but he was trying to sell them man pads. And what he was actually doing was being monitored by the DEA. But the man pads that he thought that he had access to were fictional. Like it was the feds who had conned him into thinking they had man pads. They did have some AT-4s. He met them in the Netherlands, took an incredible selfie with a light anti-tank weapon. You can look it up, leather jacket. Like, I think he's got blue aviators on. My man's been arrested for having incredible drip. And it's very sad. But the man pads he thought he was selling were fictional. But the fact that people were like, yeah, this seems reasonable. That people were like, okay, we're prepared to enter into this deal with you. They weren't like, well, what are you on about? Suggests that maybe these things are entering the market. People will always say that they came from Afghanistan, like after the US left. But I don't think the Taliban would have any reason to sell them. They're getting bombed by Pakistan right now. It doesn't make sense to me that they would sell them.
Yeah, and I one thing I should also mention is like every single time there is a war anywhere in the world, there are a trillion rumors that come out that like, oh, there's like this guy is selling like X weapons or whatever. And it's like 99% of them are false.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You hear this all the time and it's never true.
Yeah.
So that makes it really hard to sort out like where these things are coming from.
Yeah, but, exactly. You know. Friend of the podcast, Victor Boot is, he's free again. He's back.
Maybe he's gotten back on his game.
Maybe the God of War is back, baby. That would be incredible. There would be an incredible narrative arc for Victor Boot. As we said in that episode, right? Like, it's very easy to point like to Victor Boot as being like, this evil guy, but in fact, like we've sold a shit ton of weapons to people who turned out to be pretty uncivil. As the United States, a lot more people working, you know, all the other places that have offices in San Diego made a lot more money than he did selling weapons to people. So we ought to be pot calling the kettle back a bit there. But clearly, something is up with surface to air missiles. I hope this makes your spring break flights more exciting. Just gives it a little edge as you take off. You
know? Don't fly into Turkey.
Yeah. That's the our tip is to not fly from not land. I guess in. I mean, like we said, the KCK ain't gonna shoot down your civilian plane. They're nice people. I'll just say the KCK, in my experience, have been very nice, very forthcoming, extremely communicative, and responsive to press requests, which like much more so than a lot of other state actors. And I don't think you have any worries about them shooting down your aircraft, but it's an interesting development that will fundamentally challenge the way that states are able to squash non-state armed groups going forward.
Yeah. If we figure out where they got them from and that becomes public, you'll see the next episode called "We Found Out Where the Man Pads Are From" or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think in all likelihood, it's in no one's interest to announce where these are from. And I don't think, you know, the ones in Myanmar, it's not inconceivable that they came either directly or indirectly from China.
Yeah,
and certainly that would be the most feasible. But seeing them elsewhere, it's fascinating. It's. You know, if somebody has like either reverse engineered these or there's a large number of them available on the black market, like that would be a sea change in the way conflict happens, right? Like, Israel right now is able to bomb Palestine with complete impunity. If non-state armed groups had access to man pads there, that maybe wouldn't be the case. It's a change. It's a change in the way the world goes to war. I think it's always interesting. It's always interesting, like, for a podcast that was built on speculative fiction about future collapses, this certainly is something that challenges the monopoly of the state. So it's something to keep an eye on. I will attach in the notes the Guerrilla TV video of the Bayraktars being shot down. Please enjoy the soundtrack. Yeah, it's banger. And we'll also include some links to those videos of the Karen National Liberation Army with their man pads. If you're a man pads understander, you know where to find me. It's all over the internet. Yeah, with that, I will leave you. Have a great weekend. Don't fly your Cessnas.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.